Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In regards to what happened, you know, about this case, about the allegations, we know about that you denied all those allegations against you, but what can you talk about this case and where is it at?
Well, just, your head at? I mean, right now it's an open investigation, you know, so I'll leave it at that. You know, and that's what's going on right now. But right now, you know, my main focus is here with my teammates, you know, my team, trying to build together in camp to reach a goal together, and that's a championship. And, you know, I'll let that take care of itself. And right now I'm just being supportive of my teammates. So I'm going to focus this interview more on just football questions.
Sean, how has this altered your preparations? Obviously a little hiccup there.
Well, right now I'm just maintaining this focus. You know, I want to be that leader for my teammates. I want to get in the best shape possible, you know, for this upcoming season. And that's it. You know, I've been trying to stay focused.
Did it interrupt any of your training, interrupted your focus?
I've been focused, and I'm grinding to it. And, I was 225 in the spring, and I'm now about 212 to 11, so I've been training hard, working hard. I've been training with Frank Gore, a crafty veteran who's in the league, and trying to learn from him, get different tips, stay in shape, you know, be effective and productive. You know, I want to prolong my career, so just doing those type of things.
I know you're focused, and I get that, but this has got to be in the back of your mind as a worry. I mean, it's a very serious.
I just told you that, you know. I was talking about this football. I mean, like I said, I've been focused, you know, training hard, you know, the same routines I've been doing. I've been doing the same thing.
Deshaun, we all read your denial on social media when it came up, but what can you say as you sit in front of cameras publicly? What can you say about those who would...
One second. I just told you, everything's geared on football. This is what I'm here for. Talk about anything football related.
Deshaun, how do you feel about the offensive line? The new offensive line? The new players?
I think that we have a good offensive line. Obviously, Richie kind of leaving, Eric Wood, who guys are big-time players, you know, so we're definitely going to miss them. But John Miller is a guy who started and played well. You know, he didn't play a lot last year, but the years he's had played, he's been very productive. So I'm happy to have him back in the lineup. And I think it's an opportunity for guys to step up, man, to make plays. I've been there where I'm waiting to get my shot, my chance, and it's an opportunity. That's what it comes down to. So we'll see how them guys do.
Say you're 212 right now, I'm sorry.
Some confidence from the fact that we just heard from Brandon Bean and Sean saying that they're satisfied enough, they kept using the phrase, ready to roll with you. So it just seems like the move forward attitude of the higher ups of this organization in any way, is that, as you sit here now, does that give you
they've been very supportive through everything since I've got here. They've been very supportive, helping me out through everything I've been through. And they're backing me 110%. You know, we had a long talk yesterday, and we're moving forward. We're ready to roll, as they would say. And everything's just geared on just making this team better. You know, I want to, you know, be there for my teammates, my guys, my coaches. That's kind of the mindset.
What was your message?
You said you had a long time.
Have you been told not to talk about the case? Because we would understand that from a legal standpoint.
I'm telling you, I just said it like three times. You know, we're just talking about football right here. This is what it's about.
You said you had a long talk with Brandon and Sean. This was part of your message, I'm sure, to them, and just how reassured were you after that discussion?
Just to be honest, it was kind of just the regular programming, I should say. You know, and just want to see how I was doing as a person, you know, how I was feeling. I mean, just wanted to see where my mind was at. And basically just keeping about football.
Talking
a little bit, the more was just about, you know, the offense, the team we have, the young guys. How can I be a better leader? How can I be a better player? Like all them type of things leading up to camp.
Well, Sean, you said you're at 212 right now, I believe. Is that, yeah, what's been your playing weight normally? What were you last year?
About, I was a little heavy last year. It's 213, 214. I think my I'm probably untouchable with like 210, 209. You know, hard
where
to
you hit. Usually are.
Yeah, I can't. We'll probably lose 3 pounds, 2 pounds. So hopefully not too much.
Sean, can you talk at all about what your interaction with the National Football League has been generally?
I mean, just.
You've been through a lot in life and in your career. Have you been able to pull on some of that to help you during this time right now?
Yeah. I mean, I've been doing a lot, you know, but I'm still here. And the only thing I can really talk about is just, it's been training hard, you know, training hard for this time. You know, I don't want to let things distract me or get in the way of that, you know, because I'll be cheating my teammates. So, you know, I came here, you know, focused for camp and was ready to play, ready to roll.
Sean, how confident are you that you'll, you know, be available and able to play week one?
I'm here right now, so I feel very confident.
Was there ever any doubt you wouldn't be here?
No, I don't doubt.
Any other running backs you talk to besides Frank Gore? I know Frank Gore is a hell of a running back.
We're all kind of friends. Gurley, you know, I'm excited about his contract. Well-deserved, heck of a player. Even Le'Veon, he's worked out in Miami also. And he's been training there, talking. So kind of the committee of running backs, especially the top guys, we're pretty much all cool. I'm like the old guy in the room, so, you know.
Sean, I mean, I know
two more questions,
you're,
guys. Two
you're
more
very
questions.
Aware of, you know, where your place is in history and things like that. When something happens that, whether it's an injury or an investigation or anything, that could take you away from the game, how much does that recommit and focus and make you appreciate what you are doing and going forward?
Well, I'm extremely blessed to even be here, to play this game for as long as I've played for. And I think as ball players, you know, sometimes we take things for granted, you know, and that's a great example you just mentioned, you know. So, yeah, every day I get to go out there and practice, play with my teammates, go in the locker room, talk to the guys, you know, lace the cleats up, you know, interact with the fans. Like, oh, that's a blessing, you know. So I never take any of that things for granted.
How focused will you be during the course of these practices in the preseason on the quarterback battle, and what were some of your takeaways from offseason, watching these guys in offseason?
Well, I think all three quarterbacks are pretty good. They're all smart. I think that's the biggest key. They're all very intelligent. They've been battling and competing. And competition always brings the best out of you as a player, you know. So I'm excited to see how everything breaks down. I mean, I've been in them situations before watching the quarterbacks battle it out. The good thing is each quarterback gets a shot with the ones. You know, they all get a shot to kind of learn and play with the ones. So whoever starts, it won't be like a big difference or a big jump for them. All right, guys. Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.